Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
All eyes on Turkey. I welcome Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft writing momentarily about Turkey. There's Ankara, there's Antalya, there's Istanbul. The meetings there right now are a way forward, perhaps, for the three-year-old Ukraine-Russian conflict. We return to Istanbul for conversations that have not happened between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin. There are advisors and counselors and negotiators present, and that is significant. Anatole, a very good day to you. In Istanbul, hello. In 2025, I feel like the joke about Back to the Future. Weren't we just there in March of 22? What's changed? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. Well, I mean, what's changed is that about 300,000 people have died. A lot of Ukraine has been devastated. But in the meantime, I mean, Ukraine has lost additional land. But on the other hand, the Russians, you know, have, well, they've also been forced back from land that they initially occupied. And since then, I mean, Russian advances have been very, very slow and at huge casualties. So I think that we are gradually approaching the point, we're not there yet, when a piece of exhaustion may be possible, when both sides are simply so worn out that they, you know, they see no advantage in continuing that will, you know, compensate for the losses involved.
Is it significant that the U.S. and Russia are now talking directly, not concerned with the protocol of NATO or Mr. Zelensky going first? In other words, this is mano a mano with the two big dogs of the Cold War. Does that matter to all the others?
Well, it matters crucially for two reasons. One, there are actually issues that only the US and Russia can negotiate. That, you know, when it comes to arms supplies to Ukraine, when it comes to the broader security architecture in Europe, when it comes to NATO membership, which is a matter, you know, for NATO, but above all, of course, for the US, not for Ukraine. So that's the first reason. And the best chance of a peace settlement is that the US offers a new US Russian relationship, and that in return, Putin abandons or reduces his maximalist demands on Ukraine. But the second reason is simply that you cannot negotiate with 27 countries, many of which have very different, you know, ideas about how to end this war, and some of which actually want the war to continue. And as we've just seen from Putin's refusal to meet Zelensky, the Russians and Ukrainians, I mean, they are, it looks as if they are now going to talk, but they seem to be some considerable distance still from reaching agreement.
And that could go on for quite some time, because neither side appears to have the advantage. I depend upon reporting. I can't confirm it. Appears to have the advantage, which is different than March of 22, because at that time the assumption was still everywhere that Russia would run down Kyiv and even perhaps penetrate into the capital. But let's come to the terms of the agreement. Is that a problem, or is there some other outside a concern for either the U.S. or Russia, or does it come down to territory?
I mean, it's not just territory, but territory is there. The Russian official demand is still that Ukraine should withdraw from all the territory of the four provinces that Russia claims to have annexed, even though Ukraine holds a large part of them still. Well, that's simply impossible. That's not going to happen. And so the Russians will have to withdraw that as part of a peace settlement. And then, you know, the other question is, what limitations can be accepted by Ukraine and the West on Ukrainian armaments? The Russians began in 22 by asking for or demanding a reduction of the Ukrainian army to a level where it couldn't defend Ukraine. That's obviously completely impossible, but they did show then some willingness to compromise on that. So we have to see. I mean, this is what will come out of these talks. I mean, will the Russians reduce their demands? And will the Ukrainians shift their position to meet them? And US pressure and incentives on both sides will be necessary to bring that about.
I stay with the Russian side because over these many years, I've followed carefully the Russian economy, which responded in a way that was not anticipated in 22. It's now described as military Keynesianism, everything for the front. I think that was the phrase during the Great Patriotic War. However, I learned that the Russian economy was making assumptions about the price of a barrel of oil that are no longer useful. And therefore, the gap is opening in the Russian budget to maintain the military spending and the social services and the other ambitions. Does that weigh on decision-making at the Kremlin? Because I've been told two things. One, the Kremlin is all political all the time. And two, it keeps an eye on the budget. Is that accurate, or is there one more than the other?
Well, John, I haven't been present at meetings of the Russian leadership. All one can say is that, you know, the Russian leadership contains some very able economists, as demonstrated by the fact they've stood up to sanctions so well. And it would be astonishing if they were not paying close attention to, how to finance this war and to the threat of inflation. And yes, I mean, that must increase the pressure on the Russian government to agree to some kind of deal. But of course, that doesn't mean that they will surrender their key positions. On the other hand, it is said that the Russian generals are telling Putin that, you know, if the war continues for another year, the Ukrainians will collapse and Russia will win a much bigger victory. And we just don't know who Putin is listening to more. But I mean, of course, that doesn't mean that even if he is listening to the generals, that he will go on and on and on if a deal can be reached partly that meets Russia's basic conditions, but also, of course, critically, that he can present to the Russian people as a victory. So, you know, well, this is what has to emerge from talks. I mean, you know, just how ambitious are the Russians, and just how ready to compromise are they, and are the Ukrainians, and how much pressure and influence can the U.S. administration bring to bear on both to bring them to an agreement? We just don't know. We'll have to see.
Is China in the room in the background for Russia? Does that relationship, which has been described as no limits, restored with the standing together in Moscow on May 9th, is that China standing back and not having an opinion, or does China gain by voicing an opinion to Mr. Putin?
Well, I mean, this no limits idea is absurd. If there were no limits to this relationship, you would have a Chinese army in Ukraine today, or at the very least, you would have China, you know, openly supplying Russia with huge numbers of Chinese weapons, and Russia would have won the war by now. So, no, it has limits, and I think the Chinese, you know, want to remain pretty cautious. They don't want Russia to be defeated, and they don't think that's now going to happen. They have no stake in a complete Russian victory either, and they are very worried about the threat that Europe might join the US in really heavy sanctions against them if they give too much help to Russia. So the Chinese are playing a very cautious and, above all, a very quiet game. I mean, I met a couple of Chinese officials recently, and they basically said, you know, no, we are standing back from this. You know, we want peace, et cetera, but we are not going to take an active role.
The story that was told 2 years ago or 3 years ago by the Kremlin, and Mr. Putin voiced it several times, was that this was not a war with Ukraine. This was a war with NATO. Is that story still told in Russia, or are we now just down to U.S.?
Well, I mean, it's become a little bit difficult because Putin and the Russian government are terribly anxious for the goodwill of Trump. And so now they don't want to portray this as a, you know, as a proxy war with America. Their attention has shifted to the Europeans. They now say that, you know, and there's a lot of talk about how Boris Johnson supposedly, you know, wrecked the Istanbul talks in 22. But the focus of Russian propaganda is now on the European governments. But of course, I mean, the Russians say rightly that Western aid, and especially US aid, is still critical to the Ukrainians. That is why, you know, you've had this elaborate dance with Putin trying to throw blame for the failure of negotiations on Zelensky, and Zelensky trying to throw it on Putin, because what they both fear is that Trump will walk away from the peace process, as he has threatened, and that he will blame them. And, you know, if he blames Putin more, then he could even intensify sanctions against Russia, as he has threatened to do. If he blames Zelensky more, then he could once again suspend U.S. military and, absolutely crucially, intelligence aid to Ukraine. Now, at that point, a complete Russian victory begins to look much, much more likely.
I'm speaking to Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, looking at the Ukraine conflict. We've been focusing on Moscow and Washington. When we come back, the European capitals, significant capitals, took the night train from Warsaw to Kyiv within these last days. And Europe gets a vote here, no matter how late to the table. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.